from the WDXC Newsroom. This is the WDXC Daily News. Sharon Udonson is reporting for The Hill that Governor Kathy Hochul announced on September 29th that the state of New York will require all new vehicles purchased beginning in 2035 to be zero-emission models. Hochul said in a press conference in Westchester County, and I quote, "We're really putting our foot down on the accelerator and revving up our efforts to make sure we have this transition, not someday in the future, but on a specific date, a specific year, by the year 2035, end quote. Hochul announced a series of new electric vehicle initiatives for the state and said that 35% of new cars will need to be zero emission by 2026 and 68% by 2030. All new school buses purchased must be zero emission by 2027. The governor said all new school buses purchased must be zero emission by 2027, with the entire fleet meeting those standards by 2035. The State Department of Environmental Conservation will be expediting its regulatory process to implement related legislation signed by Hochul last year, which would allow the state to realize those goals. Under the state's Drive Clean Rebate Program, residents can qualify for an up to $2,000 rebate in all 62 counties. The state has already issued more than 78,000 rebates and spent more than $90 million on the program, according to the governor. Hochul also announced that the New York Power Authority just installed its 100th high-speed electric vehicle charger as a part of the state's Evolve New York statewide charging network. Any battery-powered EV can charge at these stations in as little as 20 minutes. New York State will receive $175 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law's $5 billion allocation for EV charging networks. And you can read more about this story at thehill.com. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that less than 3 weeks after being sworn in, Democrat Pat Ryan passed his first bill in the U.S. House of Representatives on September 29th. Ryan's bill would give access to VA home loans to those National Guard and Reserve forces conducting active duty for training or in training pipelines for specialized areas. The Expanding Home Loans for Guard and Reserves Act passed 296 to 127, a rare bipartisan vote, and now heads to the U.S. Senate. The Veterans Health Care Benefits Improvement Act of 2020 left out National Guard service members and reservists conducting active duty for training or entering into a longer training pipeline, and this bill would close that loophole. Ryan, who was elected in a special election for New York's 19th congressional district after Democrat Antonio Delgado resigned to become lieutenant governor, said, and I quote, "There's some guardsmen and women who were and weren't eligible even though they were serving in the same battalion, in the same unit, in the same place. It shouldn't matter. This is really addressing that and righting that wrong," end quote. Ryan was sworn in September 13th and faces another election this fall, but he is running in the 18th congressional district after the lines were redrawn. Ryan said, and I quote, "I feel tremendous pride. I'm able to help the veterans in something this important. This is really important, especially given the intersection of rising home prices and veterans' homelessness," end quote. You can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Liz Montgomery is reporting for Porcupine Soup that the world-famous dive team, Adventures with Purpose, a group dedicated to solving missing person cases, was in Greene County this week, hoping to provide information helpful to the family of Audrey Mae Heron. Sancia Ray Marie Elliott told the Facebook group Missing Mother of Three Audrey Mae Turk Heron on September 28th, "The group travels nationwide and since its founding in 2019 has solved 24 missing person cases. The group provides its services free to families." Elliott posted to the Facebook group late on September 29th, and I quote, "Adventurers with Purpose called me this afternoon, and they have concluded their searches for my mom today. All bodies of water along my mom's known route home, as well as every possible alternate route home, were looked at. Neither my mom nor her Jeep were found," end quote. Elliot continued, and I quote, "Please do not be sorry for us. We are feeling grateful. This is super helpful information because we can rule out the theory that she went off the side of the road accidentally on her way home from work. The current investigator on my mom's case is highly motivated to solve it, and I am hopeful that he will. End quote. Last month marked 20 years since Heron disappeared. Elliot, Heron's oldest child, was only 10 years old at the time. The Freehold mother of three was last seen driving west on State Route 23 in Catskill around 11 p.m. on August 29, 2002. In nurse, Heron had just finished her shift at the former Greene County Long-Term Care in Jefferson Heights. She was reported missing by her family the next morning. Neither Heron or her black 1994 Jeep Grand Cherokee have ever been found. Anyone with any information is urged to call state police in Catskill at 518-622-8600. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle that all Great Barrington police will be wearing body cameras by September 30th, with each officer assigned their own. The department is the first in Berkshire County to order the use of body cams and with the full support of the police union. In the days ahead, officers will get used to the new technology and follow rules to protect the privacy of people who interact with police. Police Chief Paul Storti said, and I quote, "I think a lot of good will come from it. It's going to help us with our cases. When you go to court, we're going to have more evidence. Right now, we write reports based on observations out in the field," end quote. Storti said it will also help the department with officer training and in responding to citizen complaints against officers. Other area towns are securing the funds to pay for cameras. For Great Barrington and its 22 officers, the price tag was just under $59,000 for the cameras and 5 years of data storage. Sheffield and Stockbridge are next. Those departments have the equipment on order. Pittsfield police do not yet have body cameras and are exploring policies governing their use. A number of people in the city called for cameras after a city man was shot by police this year and was later deemed to be justified use of force following an investigation. All state police in Massachusetts have been equipped with cameras since last year. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.